This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from RBC Wealth Management, where financial advisors aim to provide customized advice to bring their clients' ideas of performance to life. Learn more at rbcwealthmanagement.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. Getting things started in this noon hour with the Northern Symphonia of England and conductor Richard Hickox, and music by Sir Edward Elgar. We heard Chanson de Matin, Song of the Morning, on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Thanks for being on hand. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on in the Tuesday afternoon hours with, in this noon hour, I'm looking forward to a performance of the Bacchianus Brasileiras No. 2 by Heitor Villa-Lobos, as well as a little sonata for oboe and piano by Danish composer Otto Mortensen, all just ahead here on a Tuesday afternoon. We've got the Moscow Soloists and conductor Yuri Bashme next with A Pair of Melodies, Two Nordic Melodies Arranged for Orchestra by Edvard Grieg, known as Cow Call and Peasant Dances, next on Kansas Public Radio. The Moscow Soloists, music there by Edvard Grieg. We heard Two Nordic Melodies, Cow Call and Peasant Dances, here on Kansas Public Radio. About 12:23 now, do stay with us. A bit later on, we've got for you Bacchianus Brasileiras No. 2 by Heitor Villa-Lobos. That and much more classical music here on a Tuesday afternoon still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Hedge Apple, offering furniture, lighting, rugs, and decor. Located at 644 Locust Street in North Lawrence. New arrivals added weekly, open Monday through Saturday, store hours, and more information at hedgeapple.com. And KU School of Professional Studies in Overland Park, home to master's and undergraduate degree programs. Options include fully online, in-person, and hybrid. More at sps.ku.edu. On the KU campus right now, cloudy skies and 76 degrees. We're warming up to about 81 degrees, and we should see the sun a little bit later on. Clear this evening, a low of 68. Tomorrow, we've got a 20% chance of showers to start off the morning with, highs around 94. Going to be quite breezy as well. Tomorrow, winds gusting up to 45 miles an hour, and tomorrow night should be clear, lows in the mid-60s. We have something for you now from a 20th century Danish composer, an alumni of the Royal Danish Theater. We've got music from Otto Mortensen next, a sonata for oboe and piano played by Max Artvid and a piano pair Salo on Kansas Public Radio. A sonata for oboe and piano, composed by Danish composer Otto Mortensen, played by Max Artvid and pianist Per Salo on Kansas Public Radio. 12:35 is the time, and at the top of the hour, we'll bring you NPR News, and classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Glad you could join us on a Tuesday afternoon. It is your donation that is the power that keeps KPR independent, public-minded, and focused on you and your community. That's how we provide culture, information, and intelligent entertainment. KPR is everything you make it, and so much more. If KPR has mattered to you this year, your support matters to KPR. Contribute now at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for your support. Ready now to bring you music by Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos, and one of nine orchestral suites that were written between the years of 1930 and 1945 that combined Brazilian folk material with the precision of Bach. These were the Bacchianus Brasileiras suites. And we'll listen to one from 1934, the second by Villa-Lobos, one that Sort of feels like being carried away on a great train ride. Here is the Estado Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. From Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos, Bacchianus Brasileiris No. 2, with the Estado Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m., and after the news from NPR coming up, classical music continues with Works for Piano in the 1 p.m. hour, a piano trio by Franz Joseph Haydn, as well as Tchaikovsky. We've got his first and marvelous piano concerto to share with you in just a little while. Stay with us if you can, right here on Kansas Public Radio. On the KU campus, it is 76 degrees, warming up to about 81 today. Tonight, clear, a low of 68. A chance of showers for Wednesday. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Morning edition every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. And always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org.
Senegal and Iraq takes on Norway. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. With small business insurance for protecting a variety of business types with multiple coverage options, designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Nemi Arvi, and music by Jean Sibelius, a romance for string orchestra, to get things going in our 1 p.m. hour of the classics on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm Jeb Watson, and glad to be back with you. We've got one of the great piano concertos of history to share a bit later. The Baltimore Symphony Orchestra has Tchaikovsky's first. That's in just about 13 minutes' time. Thanks for being with us for that, and much more still to come. Support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including Lyle Lovett and his acoustic group, folk musician Rhiannon Giddens, and more. Details at lead.ku.edu. Next, we're with the ensemble trio 1790, and from Franz Joseph Haydn, his 23rd piano trio in E-flat major, next on KPR. From Franz Joseph Haydn, the 23rd piano trio in E-flat major on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on 1:24 now, we'll have NPR News for you at the top of the hour. We've got classical music until 3 this afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of the documentary Nova 78 about William S. Burroughs, showing on June 28th at Liberty Hall. Details at freestatefestival.org. And the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts June 19th through 27th at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. More information at sunflowermusicfestival.org. Cloudy skies and, at the KU campus, 76 degrees. Today's high around 81. Tonight should be mostly clear with a low of 68. And tomorrow's a sunny day and warm with highs in the mid-90s. Breezy as well. We could have 45-mile-an-hour wind gusts tomorrow, as well as a good chance of showers. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, working with local partners like Via Christi, Pawnee Mental Health, and area health departments to expand care for uninsured patients. More information at mhkfreeclinic.com. Time now to bring you one of the great piano concertos, one composed by Tchaikovsky between the years of 1874 and 1875. His first piano concerto, one of about three that Tchaikovsky would compose, but this one being very emphatically the most well-known of his concertos, one of the greatest piano concertos of all time, which from its opening notes seems to shake the pillars of heaven. We'll hear the Baltimore Symphony, led by David Zinman, with pianist Horacio Gutierrez on Kansas Public Radio. So ends Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto, No. 1 in B-flat minor, completed in 1875. And today we heard the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, led by David Zinman, along with pianist Horacio Gutierrez, on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is now almost 2 p.m., stay tuned for an NPR News update. And more classical music in the next hour, where we'll enjoy one of the Brandenburg Concertos by Bach, and Sergei Prokofiev's Sinfonietta, that and much more, still to come on a Tuesday afternoon. Join us for KPR's 105 Live from the Dole Institute. Food trucks, family activities, and concerts from artists all over the state of Kansas every Thursday in June. Food trucks starting at 11:30 and music at 1 p.m. This is KPR. Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.
On interest rates, and also watch for more news about the Iran war tentative agreement. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A very memorable tune from Claude Debussy called The Girl with the Flaxen Hair, played there by the Philharmonia Orchestra. Conductor Jeffrey Simon on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. And I'm Jeff Watson, back with you for one more go-around of classical music. We'll be here until 3 p.m., and coming up we'll hear pianist Benjamin Frith play us one of Felix Mendelssohn's keyboard preludes. We have as well the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra and some music that is not often heard from Sergei Prokofiev. His Sinfonietta, delightful orchestral creation, all just ahead here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU Research is at ku.edu. We'll enjoy the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, bringing us Brandenburg Concerto No. 6 by Bach, next on Kansas Public Radio. There's the Chamber Orchestra of Europe with Brandenburg Concerto No. 6 in B-flat major, music by Bach on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now 2:25. In about 10 minutes from now, we'll be joined by the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra. We've got something for you from Sergei Prokofiev, a not-often-heard Sinfonietta for strings, still to come here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. Here on the KU campus, it is 79 degrees. Today's high around 82, and tonight should be clear, a low of about 69. Now tomorrow, much of the KPR listening area is going to be under a wind advisory. Looks like it's going to be quite breezy at times, with occasional 45-mile-an-hour wind gusts for Wednesday. It's also going to be quite warm, with a high in the mid-90s and sunny skies. Now, with that, there will also be a chance of showers and thunderstorms for Wednesday, expected mainly in the late afternoon and early evening hours. It's going to be sunny with a high of 80 on Thursday. Next, we'll listen for a few moments to pianist Benjamin Frith And we'll enjoy Prelude and Fugue No. 4 in A-flat major, a Mendelssohn keyboard creation for you next on KPR. There, Prelude and Fugue No. 4 in A-flat major, music by Mendelssohn, played by pianist Benjamin Frith, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 2:36, and at 3 p.m., time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, you can catch more classical music from 7 to 9 p.m. Thanks for being with us on a Tuesday afternoon. Kansas Public Radio, as you know, relies on your support. You can make a contribution anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. You will have a variety of ways of supporting KPR, in fact. One option you always have, instead of selling an old car, truck, or boat, KPR's vehicle donation program can help. You can donate your vehicle at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and you'll receive a tax deduction. Also, as a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and long-lasting gift by making a contribution through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies, low of about 69 degrees. Tomorrow's highs around the mid-90s, sunny, and expected to be quite breezy with 45-mile-an-hour winds, as well as a good chance of showers and storms. What we have next is a recording of the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra and some music written by Sergei Prokofiev in 1909, an orchestral creation that he dedicated to one of his professors at the St. Petersburg Conservatory, one Nikolai Cherepnin, known by Prokofiev and his colleagues as the dreaded Cherepnin, apparently for a reputation of being exacting and very difficult to please. We'll see if this piece of work meets that standard. This is Prokofiev's Sinfonietta for Strings. Alberto Zeta leads the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Sergei Prokofiev's Sinfonietta, performed by the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Alberto Zeta, on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 3 p.m. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for this afternoon's classical music. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. And there's more classical music tonight between 7 and 9. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com. It's 3 o'clock.